And welcome to your favorite bookish podcast, Fully Booked and Caffeinated. I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Heather.
And today we have our monthly bonus episode, Bookish Banter and More, where we discuss the other books we've been reading this past month and whether we recommend them, and also our other favorite pop culture obsessions. This is March's recap, and we had quite a month. But now we're tired and our backs hurt. And the weather is more unpredictable than ever.
Oh my God.
And yeah, it's just kind of a weird in-between time.
March always is a weird month.
Yeah, because all I think about is how your Eric wanted there to be snow on your wedding day and it was 100 degrees.
I know. Literally, it was like, oh, we'll get married in March because it'll be like chilly. And it was literally like 80 degrees.
It was so hot. We were dying. Yeah, so let's talk about what we're drinking. What are you drinking this morning, Heather?
I'm still in my pajamas and have not left my residence, so I made a coffee at home.
Love
so
that.
I'm having a Colombian coffee K-cup with the Chobani white chocolate mocha creamer.
Love that.
Yeah, so that's what I'm sipping on this morning. I'm going to go grocery shopping after this, and I will go treat myself to a real coffee.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't even had coffee yet today.
No, I still need to set up my Nespresso. And I told Eric, I'm like, we need to like do this. Mm-hmm. But I actually created because, you know, it's springtime. I want to spring clean mm-hmm. and just spring clean everything. So I made a chore chart for
I love
April.
That.
So we're going to do like little things here and there. So I should have my Nespresso set up this month. And I will require you to come over and show me how to use it.
Gladly. I can't wait.
Exactly.
That's so funny because I obviously am moving and just brought my Nespresso over last Ooh. Night. So I'm going to hook mine up this morning and
Wonderful.
Have a coffee after this.
Wonderful.
But I have been getting a lot of Dunkin' recently. And I have been driving to the farther Dunkin', which is literally like 6 minutes away. It's not far. But the one closer is just not great. So I've been going to the farther one and getting my butter pecan iced coffee. Mm. And every time it's just perfect.
That's
and
wonderful.
The other day I was ordering and I was like, I'll do a medium. Actually, you know what? Make it a large. As if I was like ordering a drink. And I'm like, make that shit a double. Like, what am I doing?
You know what? I deserve it. I've had a long like, week. Let me make that a large.
It's a rough morning. You make that a large. And they were like, okay.
Cool.
Like,
cool,
just
cool.
Order a large. What's the matter with you? Yeah. So, cheers.
Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
All right. So, I only have two books to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
The tides, they have changed.
You're busy. You're moving.
I'm booked and busy, babe.
Your school, like, you got a lot going on. The fact that you're even reading during all of this.
I know.
Reading extra on top of the pod books, like, that's a feat. Be proud of yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're totally right. Because some of the pod books lately have been long ones, too. God of the Woods. Jesus.
That was very long.
Okay, so I read Wake Up and Open Your Eyes by Clay McLeod Chapman.
Oh.
So it came out pretty recently, and I've been seeing it online, and it's basically about this epidemic that takes over more than half the population, where they are brainwashed by watching facts news, and their slogan is just the facts, like
okay.
F-A-X. And so they start behaving strangely and leading up to this big awakening, and then shit hits the fan. So I was expecting this to be a lot funnier than it was, but it was mostly just super fucking weird. Moe, cut it out. It was mostly just super fucking weird and splatterpunk gore for no reason. And it just, I don't know, it did not hit the way I wanted it to. And if they had made it a little more realistic and then just added the horror stuff, I feel like I would have liked it more. But it just, it wasn't funny, and I wanted it to be funny. And it also wasn't unfunny in, like, a realistic way. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
So I wasn't too much of a fan. Mm-hmm. But I also read Hunger Stone by Kat Dunn, which I had talked about as an upcoming release a few months ago. This is the queer horror romance that I was looking for when I picked Botanical Daughter.
So you're saying we should have done this one.
1,000%. This was what I was looking for. So it's about this woman who is trying to be like the perfect wife. And then she realizes that she's being stifled by society and her shitty husband and just her entire life. Mm. So there's a lot of these feminist undertones and her like coming into her power. And of course, some lesbian sexual tension and vampires. So yeah, ending was perfect.
I love a vampire.
I really liked it. So I fucked up. We should have chose it for...
It's all right. These things happen. That's okay. We can't love every book we read.
We can't. And what matters is that I did find it eventually.
Exactly.
So yeah, that was my favorite, obviously. And that's all I've got. What else did you read in March?
So I read 4 all in the same series. So I read Elle Kennedy's Off Campus series, which I've been wanting to read for a very long time, actually. There's 5 in totality. I only read the first 4. The 5th one actually combines like all 4 of these storylines. It's kind of like, it's called like Legacy, and it's, I guess, touches based on like where these 4 couples are now.
Okay.
And so it's a college book. So very smutty, of course. And so it's a little uncomfortable sometimes reading it because I'm like, oh, these kids are like so young. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know, I got to like stay away, I think, from like the college books because it doesn't, I don't know, I feel like a little weird sometimes. But so I'm actually going to rate them from like my least favorite to my favorite.
Love it. Okay.
So my least favorite was the 4th one, which was called The Goal. And this was an accidental pregnancy trope, which I don't love. Mm-hmm. They're not like my favorite. And it was also the one thing I did like, though, is that the main character, Sabrina, she's in law school. And so I was afraid they were going to make her like drop out of law school to like take care of the baby. But she actually like still continued going to Harvard.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, okay. So I like that they didn't just make, because like her whole character arc was that she was this girl from the wrong side of the tracks with a badass woman mentality who wants to better her life. And so I was like, you're going to make her get pregnant, which immediately puts her back on kind of the wrong side. But I really appreciated that they kept her going and still following her dreams. And then the guy that she ends up with, Tucker, I liked him too.
Okay.
So the second book was The Mistake, which was a virgin trope, which I also don't love.
Okay.
And it was also really weird. I love the characters, though. Like, I will say, I loved all of the characters. So okay. The storylines were a little wonky at times. But so, like, the way that this book starts is the male main character, Logan, accidentally goes to the female main character, Grace's, dorm room instead of somebody else's. And she just, like, invites him in. And, like, they've never met before.
Okay.
And then they, like, hook up. Yeah. And she, like, doesn't orgasm. And so, like, Logan now has, like, this complex about it. And so, like, he, like, shows up, like, a few days later. And he was like, I'm going to give you an orgasm.
I love that determination.
Yeah, they don't have sex because she's a virgin. And then there's kind of, like, they have a falling out. And then it's the summer. And they come back in the fall. And they end up together. And blah, blah, blah. So okay. It wasn't bad. Like, just wasn't, you know. The third one, well, I guess this would be my second favorite, which was the first in the book in the series, which is The Deal.
Okay.
And this is a fake dating trope, which I love. Mm-hmm. I do love a fake dating trope. This book and the third in the series were really close tied, but I liked the other one better. But this one was, he gets tutored by the girl in his class because she's like, he's a hockey player and he has to keep his grade above like a certain, you know, GPA. And so he begs her for weeks to tutor him. Mm-hmm. And so she's like, fine. And then she likes this football player, but like, she's not popular. So Garrett's like, well, I'm the most popular boy in the school. So if you date me, like, you'll have this star mentality now. And so she's like, I don't believe you, but fine. And then, like, she, like, goes to a party with him, and all of a sudden everyone's talking to her and blah, blah, blah. But then obviously Garrett ends up falling for her. Boy mm-hmm. falls first. We love that too. And then they end up together.
So yeah, awesome. I do like that trope because yeah. it's so 90s rom-com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then I really liked the score. And this one was really good. This one was the female main character gets out of this tumultuous on and off 3.5 year toxic relationship.
Mm.
And she has rebound sex with this guy, Dean, who is like the male whore of the college. Like, he's just literally having sex every night with whoever he wants, doesn't want a relationship. And they, like, you know, and so she ends up, like, having sex with him. And she was like, it's a one-time thing. Like, I don't want anything. I know who you are, like, what your reputation is. This is fine. But Dean is like, no, that was, like, the best sex I've ever had in my life. Like, we need to do it again. So, like, he's, like, begging her to, like, do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And then, obviously, of course they do. And then it's the same thing. He, like, falls for her. And they end up dating, and it's great.
Okay.
So, yeah, a little bit of dark storylines intertwined as well. I was actually a little surprised by, like, the dark undertones at times. I will read the rest of her books, though, because I do like her.
Okay.
She has a lot that have come out. There's actually a lot of books. Like, she has, like, a spinoff series to this one,
mm-hmm.
which I'll probably still read. And then she had, like, a new series that came out recently that have a couple books that people seem to like.
That's good, because even your least favorite you still liked.
I did. Like, they weren't bad. Like, I didn't, like, dislike it. I just don't like some of the tropes.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't like them and they're done well, then I will rate it a little bit higher, but I didn't really love it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was they're easy reads.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to get through them pretty quickly and with a Kindle Unlimited and just fly through them. I did download the fifth one. I just haven't started it yet because now I'm reading our next mm-hmm. episode book instead.
Yeah, just
which I have to finish stuff. In 4 days because my Libby app, I can't renew it. So I have to finish it.
Wait, that's so funny because mine's up in 4 days also.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm doing the audio because
I know. So I have to finish it. And then I'm going to do the audio of the other book that we're doing.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So some good ones.
Yeah.
Okay. So upcoming releases. There's a few really good ones.
Yeah, I have a couple. I'm sure some of ours might match up.
Yeah.
Some won't, but some will.
Okay, what do you have? I already know what your first one is going to be.
I don't know if you will, but we'll see.
I know what one of yours is.
Okay. The Amalfi Curse by Sarah Penner.
Oh, I missed that.
Very end of April, like April 29th it comes out.
Okay, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I didn't read any of the summaries because I like to kind of be surprised sometimes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so she has one, The Sirens by Amelia Hart, which mm-hmm. we did Wayward, and that was really good. So I
and
want
this,
to.
The cover of that one is gorgeous.
It is. Great Big Beautiful Life by Emily Henry. That one comes out like this week.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to read that one. And then two. Books in a continuation series I've been reading. So King of Envy,
mm-hmm.
which I just read those books earlier this year. That comes out. That's the fifth one in the series. And then Enchantra by Kaylee Smith, which is the second book to the Phantasma book series.
Oh, okay. I remember that too.
Mm-hmm. So those two come out this month, which I didn't even realize that. That was like a nice surprise when I was looking at the list. So that's a five that I wrote down that I was really looking forward to.
Okay.
And of course the Vera Wang book comes out, obviously. But I talked about that last episode. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my list too. Obviously Vera Wang's Guide to Snooping.
Uh-huh.
And then I had the Emily Henry and the Amelia Hart. I didn't realize the Sarah Penner one though. That's exciting.
Yeah, like I didn't realize either. So I got like the Goodreads email and it gave me like new books coming out in April. And they like mm-hmm. I like how they do the email because they'll like show like five pictures of like different in the categories. And I saw that in the historical fiction. And I was like, oh,
mm-hmm.
okay, cool.
Yeah, because I do like her a lot.
Yeah, I really want to read Still the Lost Apothecary. I still got to read that one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one's good. All right, so that's all we've got for books. Unless you want to do our book news first.
Oh, so I was telling you, I was on Instagram this morning and I saw that someone had made a post about Vera McFadden about Frida McFadden and that it appears that she's plagiarizing her books, which is not new information from us, because you and I have been saying this for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And they compared three books, so they said that The Last Miss Parrish, The Housemaid, is basically a ripoff of that. My Dark Vanessa, The Teacher, is basically a ripoff of that, which we literally said, and there's a literal quote from the book that she puts in hers, which I had also brought up, so it was, like, not new. Mm-hmm. The only one that we didn't read is Verity, The Wife Upstairs.
Okay. Which, I kind of want to read The Wife Upstairs, because I do like Verity.
Yeah, so... Yeah, there's, like, a lot of speculation now, like, oh, is the Housemaid movie still going to, like, go through? And I was like, well, yeah, because it's got Paul Feig on it, and, like, you know, it's still going to happen.
Yeah, they're going to make so much money from it, it doesn't matter. And also, people are going to see it because of who's in it that have nothing to do with the book world. So,
yeah, that's so not going to be affected. Not surprised. But, like, you know, this is not... She pounds these books out so fast, so I'm not surprised that she's probably... seeing these other books, possibly reading them, and then she likes the story, so she wants to kind of put her own twist on it. Like, which is fine, but when it's so close to the mm-hmm. original book that you read, that's where it becomes problematic. Like, you're basically... Yeah. And because she's also skyrocketed into, like, this best-selling author, so now... Not that, like, Colleen Hoover is fine. Like, she's making money, obviously, so she's fine. But, you know, like, Kate Elizabeth Russell that wrote My Dark Vanessa and Liv Constantine that did Last Miss Parrish, they're not as popular or as well-known as Freda McFadden. So that's mm-hmm. kind of shitty that their stories that they came up with were kind of plagiarized by this other author who's now a millionaire, basically, mm-hmm. from all mm-hmm. these books that she put out.
And it's also, it's so tricky because there are so many tropes that are mm-hmm. overdone and redone, especially Last Miss Parrish. Like, I've read three other yeah. books that are giving yeah. the same energy, but with My Dark Vanessa, we were, like, shocked at how
similar.
How similar wild. And just insane. How,
mm-hmm.
like, you even said, like, the quote and stuff, it just was so similar that it felt weird. Like, it felt mm-hmm. icky. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
The book itself was icky in general.
Yeah. Not great.
Like, My Dark Vanessa, like, it's a fucked up storyline, but it was told so well and so maturely,
mm-hmm.
whereas The Teacher was so juvenile.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like her books are just the Lifetime version of these other books.
Oh my god, 100%! Mm-hmm. Although The Last Miss Parrish was kind of Lifetime as well.
Yeah, and The Housemaid was really good. I'm not even going to hate on her for that. I liked
it a lot. No, The Housemaid, like, what? And it's so popular. I still haven't read the sequel or the third one, but...
Oh, yeah, I haven't read the third one.
But I know that people obviously like it, so...
Well, also, speaking of random books that get made into movies, we did get a date for Verity.
Oh, yes, that's correct.
Which is May 15th, 2026. We have a long time to wait, and it looks... so ridiculous.
The whole promo pictures of Dakota Johnson with blood spatter.
With the brightest red blood you've ever seen. It looks like they mixed Kool-Aid with, like, white paint.
Like, that's not what it's going to look like when a dude gets rammed by a bus.
Yeah.
It's going to be more like a, you know, like a crimson.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I think it's going to be awful. I'm going to love it, but...
Oh, I know.
We definitely have to go see it in the theaters.
Yeah, that one. And Housemaid.
Yeah.
Wonderful cast.
It's research for the podcast. I know.
I'm like, if we covered the book, we have to go watch the movie.
Oh, 100%. So, yeah. Interesting. Anyway, so, you know, pencil it in May 15th, 2026. Let's move away from books for a little bit and talk about what we watched this month. So, a couple things... ended since our last podcast, which, like, I think we recorded all that was left of Love is Blind was, like, two episodes or something. Yeah. I'm enjoying watching all of, or, like, seeing all the discourse online and all of,
because, like,
if you're only watching the show, well, the show is boring as shit. Like, the real show is the internet afterwards.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, just a lot of craziness with that. What else ended? Oh, The Bachelor.
Which was boring.
Yeah, boring, but... Latia is a new queen.
I know. I don't think The Bachelor is long for this world. I think it's going out.
Dude, I hope not.
I know, but I just feel like it's just not good anymore.
I know. And also, then they said that they're going to have Golden on the same beach as Bachelor in Paradise.
Listen, if they're going to do it kind of like it's a mentor thing, mm-hmm. then okay. And because I would love to see the older folks on there and like creating friendships and bonds. But I don't want to see like, you know, an old man hitting on a 22-year-old. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to see that. Not that I think the men that were on, oh my God, what's her name?
Joan.
On Joan's season, none of them gave me creepy vibes, so mm-hmm. I don't necessarily think that like that would happen. But like, there's always still that chance,
and like editing can make it look like that, even if there isn't. But I just feel like they wouldn't do that. Like no. That is just so problematic and icky. It's got to be some weird different format.
I know. So I guess we'll see. And then when I was listening to Love to See It, they said it's not going to be on the beach. Mm-hmm. They moved a location, which probably good because you can't put these old people on the beach with like no air conditioning.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm curious to see where they're going to, how they're going to do it. Yeah. I mean, we'll see. I don't know.
Yeah. My expectations are very low.
So. I think they're trying to mix it up because there's so many new reality shows, dating shows out there that are number one, better,
mm-hmm.
more dramatic, have better results. Mm-hmm. So I think they kind of like have to, which is why I low key think they're not filming The Bachelorette because I think that they're going to try to change the format.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's also all of these other networks, specifically Netflix, but even like Peacock does it and stuff. And, well, I should say Bravo, where they have these shows and then they're able to reuse so mm-hmm. many of these people, cast them on other shows and like build this whole universe yeah. of different shows coming together. And then, I mean, we've literally done it. We see someone on one of these shows and we're like, oh, we should go back and watch whatever yeah. show they were on.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the smart way to do it. And then you get them watching all the other shows. And then when the next season of that one comes out, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. And you don't really see many Bachelor people on mm-hmm. other shows.
Because like I think really they have rare. Crazy contracts too.
Yeah. So there's less of an opportunity to like really do more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I'd so much rather watch so many other shows.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of like we didn't even finish the finale. I fell asleep.
Mm-hmm.
The last two episodes of The Bachelor, I legitimately fell asleep. So that just goes to show you. Because
you don't need to have a 3-hour finale. What are you doing?
Yeah, and we didn't even finish it. I listened to the podcast. I heard what happened. I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're moving on.
Yeah, I agree with that. Also, speaking of dating shows, Temptation Island, baby. Now, we were already big Temptation Island fans, but now we got the Netflix budget. We got the 10 episodes dropped at once, which I normally like.
It was
a little overwhelming.
It was a little too much. I wish that they kind of did more like a Love is Blind and Staggered.
Yes, like a couple episodes each week.
Because it was
also,
like a lot, and I watched it all in like a week.
Exactly.
And it was a lot of information to digest and
just a lot of behavior that makes you want to take a shower.
Mm-hmm.
And it just felt
by
kind
yourself.
Of icky. Oh, by yourself. Padlock on the door, because these men love a shower.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just so icky. Like, what are... Ugh. And then I listened to the Temptation Island reunion. They had a unofficial reunion on the Vial Files.
And, oh, okay.
Which, like, was just him having them on. But then he said something about how Netflix flew them out to record it.
Okay.
Because Netflix, I guess, didn't want to pay to do a reunion or something. But anyway, it was like 2.5 hours long. It was ridiculous because...
Is it worth it to listen to it?
No.
Okay.
Listen to the Reality Receipts podcast. They did their little recap of it.
Mm-hmm.
Shantae and Breon weren't even there.
Oh, they're of course... She's never showing her face again.
She shouldn't. I mean, I'm sorry. That's a horrible thing to say, but...
No, because, like, she got played by this this guy. And I'm sure when, I mean, I know they didn't last very long after I had read, I read that in an article that like, they didn't last very long.
No, they're
after.
Still together.
Oh, I heard they broke up.
No, Shantae and Breon are still together. And they went on Mark Wahlberg's podcast. And she said that she didn't believe that he actually had a threesome because she didn't hear what we heard, the rhythmic wet slapping. And and he was apparently, and Mark Wahlberg was apparently like, no, you heard it. We play the audio. So like nothing came out of it. Basically, they're scared to be challenged. That's why they didn't go on.
Oh, yeah. File no, files. I read that they weren't together anymore. So that was misinformation. That's insane.
I know. And I don't know if it's just like they're sticking like, together.
I can't even, and like, I don't want to like victim blame or anything, but like, I can't feel bad for her.
Yeah.
Because you experienced it on the show. I'm sure you've, if you haven't watched it, you've at least seen all the things that have come out from people watching it about him and what mm-hmm. he did. And like, you're still going to stand by him, especially all like the disgusting things he said. Like, I have no regrets.
Mm-hmm.
Basically,
why wouldn't she forgive me?
You know, basically calling her out for not being sexual enough for mm-hmm. him. Like, that's just like, that's
and
personal.
Here's the thing, like, okay, it's your choice if you want to stay with this shitty guy and go to therapy and work through it. But the fact that you couldn't even stand on it and make him even feel remorseful for 5 seconds.
I know.
Like, leave that fucking island alone. Mm-hmm. And then on the plane ride home, you guys can be back together. But like, yep. Do something.
It's insane.
It's horrible. And he's disgusting. Ugh, oh my God. I just can't believe there are men like this that exist. And on the Vile Files, Grant just did not shut the fuck up. Like,
he just lets himself talk.
Oh my God. He was talking in circles, would not shut the fuck up. They'd be asking someone else a question and he just had to like pop in. It was ridiculous. Anyway, so we're done with that. But I really wish, like you said, that they had put like a couple episodes a week, like mm-hmm. draw it out a little bit.
Yeah, I think that would have been better.
Hmm. All right. Other than that, Summer House, which you haven't started watching yet, but you will.
No, I actually went to go start an episode the other day, and then I was like, it's 9 seasons. And I am like, I have to mentally prepare myself.
You could honestly skip season one. Season one is terrible.
No, I'm going to watch because I'm by myself in the office for a whole week.
There you
go. So I was thinking about putting it on as like background noise.
Yeah, I think you'll get through it pretty quickly. And, you know, we did our research for Summer House by trying the Lover Boys. Trash. Horrible. Disgusting.
Not one good flavor.
When Eric came, he's like, oh, you guys got Lover Boys. I was like, yeah, they're terrible. He's like, well, you drank the entire case. So were they terrible? And I was like, yes. Now that you say that, why did we do that?
Use a mop for like to play slap cup.
But then we had 5 other cases of drinks left over that we could have just used.
I know. That are now in my trunk.
Yeah. Oh, I still have so many High Noons here. I'm going to have to crack a High Noon right after this. Don't tempt me with a good time. Anyway.
Bring up the AC. You can pregame.
Hell yeah. I'll be shotgunning one in the hotel room.
Exactly.
So Summer House is wonderful. We just got the mid-season trailer for the rest of the season. It looks so good. And it's just, it's a really good season. And also, I know you're not in like the Bravo sphere as much, but Craig and Paige broke up and it's this whole thing and it's being shown on his show, Southern Charm, and on her show, Summer House. And it's just like the timelines are all crazy. There's all this drama. I feel so bad for these people going through this public breakup.
Yeah, I feel like if there's a universe that I would get invested in, it would be this one. Aside from like Real Housewives, because I think that mm-hmm. Real Housewives is just a lot for me.
It's too much because there's too many mm-hmm. franchises.
Yeah.
Like I only watch a few of them.
Yeah. But I do love Dolores on Traitors. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
fun.
Yeah.
So yeah. Other than that, Survivor.
I can't.
I'm sorry. This is the best show on television, and you will not convince me otherwise. And I feel like it's my life's work to get people to watch Survivor.
Honestly. And this is the best season of the new era. Like, hands down.
Hands down.
There have been 5 tribals, aside from the first one, because the first one's always kind of like never that interesting. But the last 4 tribals have been so chaotic and so unpredictable that I love it. Like, mm-hmm. you don't know what's going to happen. And I just, it's so good.
And it's such a stark contrast between, like, Survivor and Big Brother. These are both long-standing series, faithful fans, faithful hosts by the same network. And they are just done so differently.
Like, it just doesn't, it's never bad. Like, I feel like it's the only reality show that is still going so strong without, I mean, people can still complain about it, but you know, like, I feel like Big Brother fell off and it's not as good as it used to be. Survivor is just still consistently good.
And the, not only the diversity, which is impressive, but also just all this visibility now this season, the disabilities, and just like the way that they openly talk about these things and don't make it a plot point or don't make it kind of exploitative. I felt a little weird this past week when after Eva had her episode and she calmed down, when Jeff was like, so do you want to tell us what happened? I felt like it was a little like prompting and I didn't love that. But what I'm thinking is that he probably got some type of signal or like some type of vibe from her that she did want to share it.
Yeah, because she did say, I'm officially ready to like share my story. So I agree with that. Because one of my favorite things so far in the season is when Mitch was having trouble with his speech impediment and he couldn't get the words out. And Jeff was like so conscientious about it. And he was like, what do you want us to do? Do you want us to help you to finish your sentence? Or do you want us to wait and like let you finish? And Mitch was like so appreciative of that and was,
and
you
the
know,
way he
I just
worded
loved
it. It was, it wasn't like, hey, should I help you finish your sentence or should I just wait? He was like, how do, like,
what can
in
we
this
all do?
Instance,
yeah,
what
can what we
do
all
you
do?
Want people to do? It wasn't just right now. It was in general when you're doing that or feeling that or struggling. What can we do? So now everyone else knows what to do also in those situations.
Yes.
So I love it. I think it's great. Also this season, the past couple seasons I've had like a top 2 or something that I wanted to win. There's like 6 people that I want to win.
I know.
Maybe more.
Thomas went home because he would have been chaotic evil.
Oh, I wish
the show,
that Thomas
which
was
the show
on
needed.
A different season.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I protect Joe at all costs. He's not going to win. I wish he would. They're not going to let Eva get to final 3 because there's no way in hell that you're going to put that girl in the final 3 and not give her $1 million with that kind of story and just like her resilience. Like, I told you, I started crying before she even finished the challenge because just seeing this young girl with this disability and knowing that she's freaking the fuck out in her head. And she's like, I can't do it. I can't do it. And then she does it. And it's just like this amazing warrior woman moment. And so, and just like her reaction, it was so guttural. You thought you would think that someone I loved very dearly, like died. Cause
oh
I was
God.
Just sobbing. And then seeing Joe on the sidelines and like he's hunched over and you can tell this man is itching to wrap this girl up in a hug and like calm her down. So, and it was, I think Tyson had said on his podcast, I do kind of wish that he wasn't prompted to go do it. I kind of wish that like,
but
he just
did it. But
he's
not allowed to.
I know. So that was why, but I mean, like, so I get it.
I totally agree because you could see that he was like physically holding himself back from running over there. So I feel like, I agree, but I wish that the prompting from Jeff would have been different. Like, hey, instead of, hey, do you want to go give her a hug? Like, Joe, go ahead. Or something like that. Like, giving him permission. But, oh my God, I was sobbing hysterically. And also, I was saying to you, before any of the stuff with Joe, when Eva was just kind of, like, right after the challenge, when she's, like, yell or screaming, and her tribe mates are hugging her. Star was kissing her on the head. Like, they're like, you did it, you did it. Like, they were encouraging her. They were being so amazing. They were trying to calm her down, not even knowing.
That she was struggling.
That she was going
with,
through
like,
something.
Her disability. Yeah.
Yeah, and they were just, like, so freaking supportive even before. It's not like, oh, now we have to treat her differently because we know she has autism. They already were treating her right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I fucking love this show.
I know. It's just so good.
To a less exciting and powerful reality show, Deal or No Deal Island. It's just ended.
Did you finally finish it?
No, I didn't. Just tell me what happens.
Well, I'm not going to tell. No, I don't want to tell you what happened. I mean, I will if you really want me to.
Yeah, I want you to tell me.
He goes to the final two cases.
Mm-hmm. Does he make a good deal or a bad deal?
Oh, he makes a good deal. He walks away with over $5 million. Like the largest... The largest prize
in TV history.
Mm-hmm. But this man literally went down to, there was once on the thing, and it was still the $15 million case. Like,
oh,
the last
my
two
God.
Was the $15 million case, which he did not have.
Mm-hmm.
And I think his had like $200 in it.
But so
like,
he took a deal
the
for...
way that this man just kept fucking going. And I'm like, this is, everyone was like freaking the fuck out. Because if he opened the $15 million, mm-hmm. he's done.
Yeah.
He's walking mm-hmm. away with a very minimal amount. Because it kept getting higher and like his deal, like at one point it was like $3 million and like 35, you know, mm-hmm. and everyone was like, take the deal.
And he was like, nope.
He's like, there's just one more case up there that doesn't feel right. I have to get rid of it. And then he does. And it's, oh my God. It was actually, it was amazing.
That's
a
good fucking TV.
Yeah.
That's like, whenever people hear the concept of the show, they're like, what the hell is that? And I'm like, agree with you. It is ridiculous. But every time they're in that fucking temple playing Deal or No mm-hmm. Deal, I am on the edge of my seat.
Yeah, the challenges and everything I could give a fuck less about, mm-hmm. it's the temple that's always so good.
1,000%. Mm-hmm. And then it adds that little reality show, like then they have to eliminate someone, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But I'm not surprised he went all the way to the end. First of all, that guy knows how to make good TV. And...
I know. Now I want to watch Australian Survivor.
I know. I've watched a couple seasons of it, but none that he was on. Mm-hmm. So I need to definitely go back and watch it.
And also, Dr. Will was like, you were on reality TV. He's like, I know that you were on reality TV. What show were you on?
Mm-hmm.
And David's mm-hmm. like, I don't know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, they have mm-hmm. Australian Survivor?
Oh.
Yeah, that was... I hate Dr. Will, but also...
I know.
I loved Parv on this season. I just love her so much. Oh. I saw that she did some interview and she was saying that they've called her for so many shows. Like, they called her for House of Villains, something else. Obviously, Traitors, which she did. But a bunch of shows have called her and she's like, I only take the ones I actually want to go on. Like, yeah. Traitors and Deal or No Deal Island. She was like, I thought this was so great, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. Which I still think it's stupid that they only have one person who's very well known.
Yeah.
The same way they did with Boston Rob. Like, that's dumb.
I'm wondering if it's doing well, I wonder if they'll mix it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I would like for them to.
Because, you know, they did bring in, like, Dr. Will.
Uh-huh.
And then he is a reality star, just not in a mm-hmm. country that we recognize, you know, that a show that we recognize in our country.
Yeah. And that, like, obviously the people on the beach don't watch Australian Survivor. Some of them didn't even watch Survivor. I'm like, how do you not know who Parv is?
I know.
Especially if you watched last season of Deal or No Deal Island and saw Boston Rob, wouldn't you be like, hey, I gotta see what's good over here, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then other than that, I watched Adolescence, which I actually just finished it before we started recording, on Netflix. It's only 4 episodes.
I'm gonna watch it.
It's very good. I mean, there's so much online discourse, which I'm probably going to dive into right after we get off, because now that I finished it, but just about like parenting young boys and kind of like the dangers of technology and the dangers of,
mm-hmm.
of children and their influences and all this stuff. Like, it's just very fucked. So
yeah
but it's really well done. And this little boy, it's his first acting.
That's my favorite when it's these young kids who've never been on anything, and then they go on these you know, these series and they give this show-stopping performance. Mm-hmm. And you're like, mm-hmm. Like, it was kind of like the same thing. I feel like Millie Bobby Brown on Stranger Things, like, she mm-hmm. was like an unknown and she did.
Was incredible.
Incredible.
Well, and I was telling you that I read that every episode of Adolescence was a mm-hmm. full one shot.
That's insane.
All the way through. So like this kid who has never acted before puts on this incredible performance and they do an entire 45 minute episode in one shot.
That's crazy.
So crazy. It's very good. Yeah, that's all. Those 30 things are all I watched. What else did you watch?
Well, Next Level Chef has started again, which I can't remember if I brought it up last time, but it's so good, as always, obsessed. I've been watching a couple scripted shows that are newly on. Suits LA and the Grosse Pointe Garden Society on Peacock. Well, I think it's NBC, but they're on Peacock. Mm-hmm. Maybe they are just Peacock shows. I don't know. They're both pretty good. Suits LA, I was worried about because it seemed kind of wonky, but it's getting stronger as it goes.
Okay.
So we'll see. Love the Grosse Pointe Garden Society. It's definitely giving How to Get Away with Murder vibes.
Okay.
And I don't know that it'll get picked up for another season, if I'm honest. Because okay. I think that this is kind of, the storyline seems like a one season kind of show. They'd have to come up with something else for like the second season.
Okay.
But we'll see. I still love it. The acting, all the acting is phenomenal.
Listen, like, Heather, Pretty Little Liars had like 30 seasons. I know. So don't tell me there's no storyline.
I know. And then I've been watching The White Lotus.
Okay.
Which the season finale is tonight. And I am very excited.
Did it get better? Because you weren't super excited about it. Okay.
So, but the thing is with White Lotus, and this does it every season, it's a very slow start. Mm-hmm. And Mike White, who was on Survivor, he has the best dialogue. And he is so good at creating these characters. And I had read, I didn't know this, when the actors are casted, they don't know who they're going to play.
No way.
So they come onto the show blind. And then wow. And then they find out like what their character is.
And some of the characters are so horrible.
I know. But I think that like, you know that when you sign up. Like you know that your character right. is either going to be. And so in this, the casting this season is so good. But there's this one specific storyline that it's basically an incestual relationship Hate between it. Like these siblings. But it's so well done, and it's such an interesting concept because it's like it's two brothers and a sister. The sister's not really involved in it. It's mainly the two brothers. It's an older brother and then the younger brother. And the power dynamic is the older brother is played by like Patrick Schwarzenegger, and he's mm-hmm. like this douchey guy. And Lachlan, the younger brother, is like really nerdy and shy. And, like, you can tell that, like, he's trying to, like, take him under his wing and, like, bulk him up to, like, be a man. And then there's a scene, which I'm not going to tell you because I want you to watch it. Mm-hmm. There's a scene that happens in the last episode, and the power dynamic flips. And now Lachlan has, like, a one-up on, what the fuck is his name? It's, like, some weird name, too. I can't remember. But, and it's, like, you kind of realize that Lachlan is actually the bad person. And you don't think he is because mm-hmm. he's like this meek, you know, kid, like guy.
Yeah.
But you kind of find out that like he's the one that's actually like the manipulator.
Okay.
So I want to see how it ends tonight. Mm-hmm. I'm very, very excited to see what they do. Because I've been reading all, because now I'm like fell down a rabbit hole mm-hmm. of like people's TikToks and like theories about stuff. And everyone is like, you know, catching all these little nuances that you wouldn't necessarily catch by yourself. And I'm like, I love it. Like, I'm like mm-hmm. obsessed. I'm like literally obsessed. It's just like a master.
I'm definitely going to watch it. Yeah. Because like, I loved slow. The you first know,
like
seasons.
They are slow. It is like, it is very, very slow. I didn't like love it initially, but now when it gets into like the crux of it, you like really start to like get into it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just so creative, Mike White. Mm-hmm. But now knowing that these actors just sign up and not know what the hell they're getting into.
Crazy.
And the performances they put on makes it even that much better.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, I would be a door person just to get on this show.
Literally, I'm like, just put me in the back. I don't even care. I have one line.
I'll be an extra.
I know. But yeah, that's TV for me.
Okay. Any movies?
No, no movies.
Me either.
I mean, Wicked came out, so, like, I watched mm-hmm. it, like, I'll try to get Millie to watch it, and she had no interest.
I did watch. I went to see the day we recorded our last episode. I went to see The Monkey, Theo James. Was it good? No.
Okay, fair.
It was horrible. But Theo James is just, I mean, I could look at him all day.
It was, honestly.
But he plays identical twins, and...
So he, like, Lindsay Lohan's it?
Yes. Which, like, you couldn't find twin actors or actors who look alike, whatever. But the funniest part is that to differentiate them, when he's this nerdy loner with no friends, he just puts on glasses. And, like, you're still Theo James, you're hot as fuck, so we know this isn't true. And then when he has to be, like, the weird brother, he has a mullet and just dresses weird.
Okay.
It's very lazy. You know what I mean? But also entertaining, if you don't take it seriously. Yeah. So, yeah, movie was not good, but I found it funny. Yeah. Could have waited for that one to go straight to Peacock, though.
All right.
And then podcasts, I actually started listening to What's the Reality, AD's new podcast.
Oh, I have it queued. I have a bunch of episodes queued.
It's really good. AD is a great,
okay, great
interviewer. Mm-hmm. She's a great, like, speaker and stuff. She had Ben from Love is Blind on.
Really,
like, held his foot to the flames. Said, like, so what do you think about black people, buddy? And, like, So your memory is not so good. Weird, huh? But she's not disrespectful. No. Like, she's still...
Yeah, because I really liked her on her season of Love is... Mm-hmm. Or on,
Yeah, Love is Blind.
No, she was on Ultimatum.
No. She's Love is Blind. Remember, she was with...
She is.
What the fuck was his name?
She is. That's right.
Serial cheater.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. Yes, no, you're right. It was. For some reason, I thought it was Ultimatum.
But also, I loved her on her season, but then hated how she was with... Was his name Clay?
No.
I don't remember.
Was it Clay?
It could have been.
Hold on.
Clay with the amazing parents. I don't remember his name.
It is Clay. You are correct.
Clay. So... I hated the way that she behaved with him, obviously. He was a piece of shit. But now that she's with Ollie and she has him on the podcast and he basically just gushes about her for the entire episode, talks about how amazing she is and how much he loves her. And that's what she deserves.
So I'm really interested to see their love story unfold on Perfect Match.
Me too.
Because that's obviously how they met.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they're like, oh, we're not allowed to talk about it, but, like, obviously, we met there.
I was actually surprised that they let them, like, release that information prior to the...
I don't know if they were, but like...
What if it's also, like,
a ploy to get more people to watch?
Yes.
That's what I was thinking. Because they were probably, like, they had been spotted out together.
Mm.
So they're probably like, okay, everyone knows that they're dating. We can't really bury this. Let's, like...
All right.
Amplify it. You know what I mean? So anyway, yeah, definitely listen to that when you get a chance because you'll like it. It's really good.
Literally, it's queued. I have because I've been starting to like queue my episodes. Like, so now it's just like on a playlist and I just start from the bottom and I just like, and I queue some and then I'm like, I don't want to listen to this. I just remove it.
Just give it. Yeah, yeah.
But I'm like, I like add everything because now I'm trying to like actually watch Pod Save America at work the day that it comes on because I like to watch the YouTube. I actually like to watch them and listen. So I've been trying to, like, listen to that one the day it comes out. Because I feel like sometimes I get so behind on it that when I'm listening to, like, the old episodes, I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm... I'd rather listen as things are unfolding.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because the fucking warp, so the group much, chat.
Oh, my God. Well, so much changes every single day that you need to be up to date because otherwise...
Yeah. So that's, like, that's, like, my thing now is I'm just going to watch them, like, at work.
Okay.
When they're on. That. And then, so that's, like, off my cue, but... Yeah, there's a couple I listened to right away, like all the Love to See It recaps.
Survivor.
I listened to those day of that they come out.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Yeah, those are the only ones I really listened to like religiously.
Yeah.
And then the other ones I'll just kind of like write reality and stuff like that. I'll just kind of throw it on when I need something to listen to.
But I had a couple episodes though that I liked this month that like really stuck out to me.
Okay, let's hear it.
Mindy Kaling was on Armchair. And she had this quote that I actually talked about with my therapist too, because like it literally came on. I listened to the episode the day that I had therapy, and she had this really good line that she said that she needs to start watering and fertilizing my adult friendships.
Okay.
And I was like, wow, that like really resonated with me. Cause like one of the things that like I wanted to work on this spring season is being more present with like my friendships and like trying to be more involved, because obviously I had a child and I fell off a little bit for good reason. I'm still involved in everyone's life and everything, but I'm not as involved as I was pre-baby. So like, I want to get back into like being, well, I mean, you don't count. I know.
We always see each other. But that's crazy, because you had said that to me before you even went to therapy.
I know.
That you were working, you know, looking to work on that. So it's crazy that that's exactly what you needed to hear.
I know. And then I was listening, I listened to this other podcast called, what is it? The Every Girl podcast.
What's that?
Which is like, it's a Dear Media podcast. Actually, Trisha recommended it to me.
Okay.
I think. So the episode I listened to, it came out on March 4th. I highly recommend it for everybody, actually. It's the title is, It's Time for a Life Edit, Spring Clean Your Life in 6 Steps. I started listening to it in the car. I paused it. I came home that night, sat in bed with my notebook, and wrote down everything that she said that like really resonated with me. Because I'm like, all right, I want to like start applying this to me. Like her number one thing was like detoxing your mind. And I was like, you know, it was just a really, really powerful episode. So like I really, really liked it.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. So I really want to incorporate a lot of the things that she brought up. And for any mom listeners, an episode by the Peds Doc Talk, she put out an episode called Surprising Factors That Impact Your Child's Dental Health that has changed my life.
That is specific.
Yeah. And I'm like, because I didn't have great teeth growing up and like as a child, and I don't want Millie to have bad teeth.
Right.
And so just like listening to this podcast was really, I actually sent it to Eric. I'm like, you need to listen to this, because it was just so informative and really helpful to me, like as she gets older.
Okay. Like, I like, you know, that.
So anybody that has kids like, or young kids that are like, or even like any age realistically, but yeah, so that was one of the episodes that also really resonated with me.
Okay. I like that a lot.
Yeah. I've been big on the podcast sphere. I've been listening to a lot of new ones and,
I'm looking for some new ones. I've tried a couple new ones and I'm just like,
do you like comedy podcasts? Like not like comedy, but, where it's just like someone like spitballing
sometimes.
Cause Bitch Bible with Jackie Schimmel is really good.
Hold, please.
She's hilarious. And I also love her, too, because she just had a baby, like, a month before me. So our lives are, like, very on track. But she's hilarious.
Okay. I like that.
And she's, like, she's Jewish. And, like, she's just, she's probably a little problematic, but not in a bad way.
Okay.
Like, if that makes sense. Like, she just says whatever the fuck she wants.
I mean, listen.
Because I really like her.
So do I.
I really, really like her. She's really funny.
Okay, I'm adding this to...
But yeah,
it's kind of giving like Giggly Squad, but with one person.
Like, Dear Media has a lot of good podcasts. I've been adding a few to my queue to listen to.
Dear Media, I wonder if I listen to anything.
Because like the Every Girl podcast is on Dear Media.
Okay.
A new one that I just... listened to because she was on an episode of something I listened to, Confident with Cam. I just like listening to like these women talk about things that they're going through because it's just so relatable, especially in like this time frame. So as I'm growing older and all the things that I want to change in my life, it's been like really nice listening to these podcasts.
Yeah. I mean, it's the new self-help book.
No, it is. And I think podcast. It's better. I think it's better than self-help books, to be honest. Because I feel like self-help books, you're reading it, it's kind of just like monotony.
Well, and also think about like when we used to listen to like Wine and Crime or whatever, you know, religiously. I still listen once in a while, but it felt like you're sitting there talking with friends.
Yeah.
So exactly. It's like if you can have a podcast like that, it's like your friends giving you advice, but your friends you know, sometimes obviously don't tell you exactly what they're thinking, because then you probably wouldn't be friends anymore. So, you know what I mean? Like, it's without that friend bias or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I really do love, like, these interview podcasts with, like, people who aren't even, like, famous. Like, it's just nice.
Right, right. Okay, I'm going to listen to one today.
Test them out.
I love it. Okay.
So, yeah, that's...
that's all we got, right?
I mean, it was a lot this month. Last month, I felt, was, like, dusty.
Yeah. Listen, February is a whole 2 days shorter, so... 3 days shorter, so... give us a fucking break, you know what I mean? Right. Wait, just wait until June.
I know.
When I don't have schoolwork anymore. I'm going to read 25 books in one month.
You probably are.
I'm going to take days off work to read some books.
You're going to get caught up to all the books that you could have read.
Yeah. All the books that I should have read. And then try and empty out my bookshelf again. Uh-huh. Because I have so many fucking books, Heather. And now I have no bookshelves. So they're just all sitting in boxes. Besides my one, I brought one bookshelf with me, like a little three shelf one. And that's all I'm limiting myself to right now in our tiny apartment house. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. I can't back up my chair too quickly because I'll slam into the wall.
Oh my God. I would forget and I would just do it constantly.
I mean, the walls are pretty fucked up anyway, so it doesn't really matter that much. It's just, it's not a bad place. It's just old. Like, it's very old. So all the ceilings are kind of low. It just has, like, old house smell. You know, it's across the street from a school, which hasn't been a problem yet, but who knows?
I know.
All right, well, anything else to tell the people?
I think we're good.
If anyone's still listening to us. speaking of. So, we hit 10,000 downloads.
Yes, we did. I don't know when it happened recently, because I remember earlier, I think in early February, I was looking. We were close to going over. It was early March, I'm sorry. Early March, I was looking, and we were close to going over 10,000. And then I forgot, because always. And I was, let me go back and check. And then it was actually more than I thought it was. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
We're at 10,000. Amazing. We're hoping that we're going to be able to maybe start getting some sponsorships, because we haven't been able to do that because we didn't have enough downloads. Please share this with your friends. We also have some exciting things coming in the next few months. We're going to have more episodes, more content. So something to look forward to. Mm-hmm. If you have any recommendations or stuff you want us to cover, or if you like these unstructured episodes, more or less than our slightly more structured review episodes, please tell us.
Do you like the chaos?
Yeah, I mean, this is who we are in real life.
True.
So anyway, so let us know. Talk to us. Interact with us. Get us on Instagram and TikTok at Fully Booked Calf Pod. I'm segueing right into our exit because it's working for us. Email us fullybookedcalfpod@gmail.com. Yeah. And subscribe, rate, review, share, whatever. I don't know what to tell you. Listen, thanks for checking us out. And remember,
if you need us, we're fully booked.
Bye.